With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Once again, really excited to be talking with the Newburyport High School girls lacrosse coach, Catherine Batchelder, as it's coming down to the wire. And coach, you've got your team where you want them so far, so congratulations on a great win in the quarterfinals.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Fabulous. Tell me a little bit about the most recent game. Aponequit had some struggles. They were number eight. Not some struggles. They had some close games. But you had a high-scoring game against them, and once again, it looks like your offense took over for the defense and kept them off the score.
Yeah, we just came out really strong, and we've been working all week on really trying to score quickly from both the draw control and then also with our goalie saves, just transitioning the ball into good fast break goals, and the girls did a really, really great job of it. Probably the best they've done all season.
All right,
so
once,
good to see.
Once again, tell me about maybe who the usual suspects were in leading the way.
Yeah, I mean, it was really across the board. We had a lot of different scorers, and our defense played amazing, always anchored by our goalie, who comes up with really, really great saves. And is just, you know, the anchor that we need back there. But we had scorers, you know, all over the place. So it was good to see a very balanced attack.
You know, I'm looking at the statistics. You've scored 58 goals and allowed six in the state tournament. And, you know, as it gets down to the finals here, the semifinals coming up tomorrow, the competition gets tougher and tougher. Your kids, what is the focus at practice? Because you know and they know that they're special. It's been a special season. And there are there's one more obstacle in the way tomorrow to start with. So what is what's the mental approach to the game, coach?
Yeah, we talked a lot actually today about gratitude and approaching this day tomorrow, and then hopefully one more practice on Thursday, you know, getting back to our field. But really, we talked today, everybody went around and we talked about what we were grateful for. And, you know, a lot of it had to do with our teammates and this season. And I think that when we're, showing how, you know, thankful we are for each other, we play harder for each other. So I think, you know, in some ways, you know, we're just really, this group is just really happy to be there together, playing together, and that shows. And then technically, like I said, we've just really been trying to focus on situational types of lacrosse, man-up stuff, man-down stuff, you know, 2 minutes left, you know, up a goal, down a goal, and then making sure that we're reacting to each situation correctly.
Catherine, you've had so much success over the years with the teams and coaching and teaching. And you mentioned the gratitude thing about appreciating where you are and who your teammates are. Have you always been able to get that from teams? Because teams take on different characters and different characteristics, in terms of 20, 25 kids working together each year. And, you know, there's a different way you can label each group. Is this team kind of like It's what you strive for. I mean, teamwork is always a thing. I talked to Coach Pinchon over at St. John's Prep. The concept of team is so important in high school, and I'm sure that's something that you preach, and these kids seem to get it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've had some alums come back as well to talk to the girls, so they realize, you know, just how special it is to be a part of Newburyport Lacrosse and how special it is, you know, to have these friendships. And these relationships that will, you know, transcend through the years. I think that each group, you're correct, every year we kind of have a new team with a new personality. And this year we started off the team with the juniors. We have a strong junior class really wanting to win for the seniors. And they've really been putting their focus all year has been, you know, being so grateful for one more year with the seniors. And really wanting to win for them. And I think it's different when, you know, you have a goal in mind that's for somebody else because you're always playing for something bigger than yourself.
Well done. Yes, absolutely. That is really cool. All right, Coach, we head toward the semifinals now. Wednesday, your game coming up against Foxborough, number four. They're 18-2. And left in the tournament are the 1, 2, 4, and 6 seeds. So what's the approach to Foxborough, and what, if anything, do you know about them?
I mean, our approach, we know a little bit about them. So, you know, we've scouted them and we've been working this week of practice about some specifics, but really we don't want to change a whole lot. You know, we want to go out and, play our game, and we have some adjustments that if we see, then, you know, the girls are ready to make those adjustments, but, you know, keep it simple. It's another game tomorrow.
Okay, just another game tomorrow. Finally, Coach, how far is Woburn from Newburyport? And, do you expect a good turnout from the Clippers fans?
I hope so. The boys are playing roughly the same time down in Walpole.
Oh, boy, yep.
We're in Woburn, so we have a little bit of a split. We have a little bit of a split fan base for boys and girls, but Woburn was definitely a better, you know, the MIA really worked to find us a spot that was closer than Walpole.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grateful to them for that. And we're, I don't know, about 50 minutes on the bus. So a lot better than Walpole, that's for sure.
All right. Well, the Cal is rooting for you guys, and so are we down here. And I think probably the whole North Shore is. So, Coach, congratulations. Good luck tomorrow. And, boy, let's talk again after this one.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. That's Catherine Batchelder, who is the Newburyport High School girls lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.